On this weekend's Motherlode Views, we are talking about goals and priorities for 2022 with the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors, a recent board workshop which we recently held where that was the main discussion. We're joined in studio this weekend by the board chair for 2022, Anaya Kirk, who's getting us up to speed on everything. Supervisor Kirk, there's been a lot of discussion just about restructuring during the show and kind of changes in county government. Anything else that's worth noting in that topic?
Sure. So when we ended, I think we're talking about the legislative platform. One other thing that we're going to look at doing once we're, you know, done with the action items, creating our legislative platform, we want to look at our committees and commissions. And a lot of people don't realize that, you know, we don't just have board meetings. We also have these committees and commissions that we're assigned to. Right now, there's a total of 58 for our local county governance. We're board members are split between basically, like I said, 58 committees and commissions. So one thing that we are talking about doing is looking at those committees, looking at those commissions and saying, how does that align with our legislative platform? How does that align with our priorities, our objectives, our action items? And so we're going to take a serious look at ones that do and ones that don't. The ones that do, what people also need to understand is for all these committees and commissions, not only is it just board members, but it's also staff members showing up to these, keeping track, doing research, you know, keeping minutes. It's part of their job, and that's fine. But if we're running around with our heads cut off, going to all these committees and commissions, and again, every single one of these to somebody is the most important committee and commission. They really are. I mean, you have unbelievable, not just staff, but you have unbelievable citizens who donate their time and energy to see some of these things, you know, to sit on these and make this community a better place. But if we're going to be high level governance, if we're going to be as effective as possible with the resources that we have, you know, I think we have an 18% vacancy rate for our departments when it comes to employees. Like we just have to have an honest conversation of like any business, any organization, where can we be most effective with the resources we have? So in a nutshell, we're going to look at those committees, commissions. We're going to see which ones align with our legislative platform, our priorities, our objectives, action items. And we're going to look at cutting the ones that don't, or at least pausing the ones that don't, or potentially, you know, if they meet monthly, maybe they're going to meet quarterly. Maybe they're going to meet biannually, maybe annually. I don't know. But that conversation's coming, and I'm here to see that through.
How about the issue of marijuana? It seems like every single board meeting during public comments, sure, there's people on both sides of that issue that come up and speak. I know at least one supervisor during the last campaign made that an issue that he'd like to see expanded. Was there any talk about marijuana this time around?
At the board retreat. Yeah. I got word because we're all split up for the most part. The board members, we go to different tables and we kind of rotate through talking with staff. I got word that there was one supervisor who was, you know, asking about it and kind of pushing it, but it didn't come up in a conversation with the full staff, with the full board. It's obviously not one of our priorities. It's not an objective. And I think for good reason. I mean, I've been saying since day one, this whole thing's a mess. The legislators haven't done their part. They've given it to the counties to decide. And as long as I have an opportunity to decide, I've done the research and it's a mess. And I talked to, supervisors up and down the state. And there's not one who's glad that they went down that road. It's turning into a handful, whether you talk about the environmental issues, whether you talk about law enforcement. State legislators thought this was going to be a huge moneymaker. It's not. It's not anywhere near it. And now the black market is taking over the legal market. And now the legal market is saying taxes are too high. So now a lot of legal markets are going to black. I mean, it's like we want to focus on, you know, fire, roads, public safety, community health, employee, you know, organizational excellence. I don't understand how, I do understand cannabis isn't going to help any of that. So to answer your question, no, it was not discussed and it's not going to be a priority for the next couple of years.
Going back to the topic of legislative priorities, I know you've been somebody who's been in favor of lobbying Sacramento for different changes. Was there any like specifics that you're planning to go to Sacramento and to talk about?
So the road thing is one thing that we're getting organized right now to go up there and talk about roads. And I'm sure as we develop that legislative platform, that's going to really hone in and allow us as a board to be more effective. There's one thing in particular that I'm working on, but it was that NACO discussion that happened a few weeks back regarding forest. I guess the easiest way to say is in many parts of our country, the U.S. Forest Service has never really truly done that. the U.S. Forest Service has not done rulemaking in a nutshell. There's rules that are supposed to be abided by, and there's action items, and there's policy and NEPA analysis that are supposed to take place. But the U.S. Forest Service at a national level has never gone through rulemaking. And what rulemaking does in the most simplest terms is it makes the counties true coordinating status, which means instead of us just being collaborators or people that we, you know, they reach out and say, hey, what do you think about this? It means that we're truly at the table with other with other interdisciplinary folks. So whether that's environmentalists, maybe that's going to be grazers, maybe it's going to be the industry, you know, for biomass. But at the end of the day, the county, instead of just being a cooperator or a, you know, a friendly partner, it gives us that status where we truly have a say in what happens. And so that's something that I'm working on. The board did approve a NACO resolution. But there's a little hesitancy, and for good reason. Here in Tuolumne County, I talk to people up and down the state and in the nation. We truly have in our backyard one of the best things going with our local partners at the U.S. Forest Service. At the ground level, we have the Serral Project, we have YSS, we have the Master Stewardship Agreement. We have great things going on, but when I discover that, we really don't have the ability, you know, because those things could change. 10 years from now, we might not have those relationships. I don't know. So what I'm going after and what I'm lobbying at a national level, and I just participated in a NACO conference over the weekend in D.C., Washington, D.C., is I want the counties to be at the table. These are our natural resources. They're in our backyard, and we should definitely have a binding say in how they're managed moving forward. So I'll be working on that over the next couple of years as well.
We've got just a couple minutes left on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Appreciate the recap of the board retreat and the workshop and different things that were discussed and happened. You know, as we're recording this, the state of California is letting its mask indoor requirement go away. You know, do you anticipate changes coming soon for the board meetings as well?
Well, we need to get a legal briefing, I guess you could say, from our council. But yeah, I would think that we're going to be opening up board meetings here in March. That, you know, the memo that went out a few weeks ago was specifically for February. One of the things I disagree with the state is they say that if you're vaccinated, you get to take your mask off. If you're not vaccinated, you don't. I don't understand, BJ, what science they're looking at, because no one's talking about natural immunity. If you've got COVID, from the science that I've been discussing and looking at, I mean, it's as good as or better than the vaccine. So I don't understand how the state's going to implement a policy that's going to discriminate and segregate our employees. If I have an employee who's vaccinated or not, how do I know if they don't, you know, have natural immunity? I think the whole thing is bizarre. If I look at the numbers, the numbers seem to change and the discussion changes with anyways, we are in an election year. I'll just say that.
Well, Supervisor Kirk, we've run out of time. We're going to have to wrap it up on that note. We thank you so much for coming in and giving us an update.
Awesome. Thank you, BJ, and thank you, everybody, for listening, and God bless you guys.
We thank Supervisor Anaya Kirk for joining us on Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life of the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.